Hold on. This is the room. Let me open the door.
I'm not often the one to say this, but... Whoa, slow down, fella. We have got all night.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
Is it the cologne? I thought I'd try something different.
I need you.
I can tell.
I need to be inside you right now.
Shouldn't we get to know each other a little first? Okay. You know, for a skinny guy, you are pretty strong.
Oh, God.
Ow, man, you're... Hey, get off me.
God,
let go. What?
Tyler?
Sorry, did I wake you?
Oh, where the hell am I?
Police mortuary. Actually, it's an emergency mortuary. Used to be a meat storage and distribution plant, but the boys in blue had to requisition it for overspill. Cardiff's mortality rate is bucking the national average.
I don't... What am I doing here? What are you doing here?
The police called the mayor's office when they found your body. The mayor sent me to check things out.
Oh, making yourself indispensable to the new boss, huh? Hope that works out for you. Wait a minute. I died?
Oh, let's see. Mortuary slab. Little brown label tied to your big toe. I'm no forensic pathologist, but the clues are starting to stack up.
Hey, where'd they find me?
Chain Hotel on the edge of town. Just south of Junction 32. Cause of death was... Oh, ouch! A broken neck.
I don't remember. I mean, that's weird. Is it getting hot in here? Because, I'm feeling hot.
No, it's bloody freezing. Maybe you'd like to put your clothes on before you catch your death of cold. Otherwise, we could be here indefinitely.
No, I'm good, thanks. About this hotel?
Not far from yesterday evening's terrorist attack. The mayor's on the warpath.
Terrorist attack?
Funny. The cop spoke to the hotel barman. He remembered you asked him to switch channels when it got a mention on the TV news.
Not ringing any bells.
Oh, it's just a coincidence then.
Just a coincidence. I kind of do remember the barman though, he was cute.
Not as cute as the guy you checked into the room with.
There was a guy?
Suspect is the word police prefer. You know? In murder cases.
It can't be a murder if I'm walking and talking. Nice suit, by the way. Tailored all in the right places.
Focus, Jack.
I am.
Not the... Okay. Listen. We're both grown-ups. We've both got our own stuff going on, and that's fine. It's not like we're together or anything. But you want to be careful. You know, picking up strangers in hotel bars, it's beneath you.
Beneath me, huh? Talking of which, get yourself over here.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, come on. Room for one more.
You're kidding me, right? Here. Now. On a mortuary slab.
That's only necrophilia if one of us doesn't have a pulse. Why don't you come over and check for mine? I'm sure you can find a big enough vein. Can't be that hard.
You're definitely not feeling the cold.
Be ashamed to waste it, huh? Ah!
I'd be grateful if someone could assist me with these bags. They're really rather heavy.
Hang on, I've got you. Or, can you give us a hand over here?
Of course.
Thank you.
What is all this stuff?
Poison, mainly. Humane traps in this one, and I think that one is the...
Ow!
The less humane ones. Watch your fingers.
Getting your Christmas shopping in early this year?
No, this is for the rats.
Rats? Are you having a laugh? Where?
Nibbling through our power lines. At least I think it's rats. Although there is an outside possibility it could be urban foxes.
Yeah, but rats!
You protect your planet from deadly extraterrestrial threats every day, yet you're terrified of a relatively small species of rodent.
Don't judge me, okay? My friend Janice, her brother had a pet rat when we were kids. Called it Fang. Vicious she was. You take her for walks. I swear to you, they were Rottweilers that gave that rat a wide berth. Evil incarnate.
Yeah, well, I intend to put a stop to it before they get a taste for our fibre optic broadband. Nothing comes between me and my box sets.
Surely we've got some mad alien gizmos knocking about that can beam the rats off somewhere else.
Well, that would make our day job a lot easier, but sadly, no. I'd call in pest control, but where would that leave us in the saving the world pecking order?
Sorry. Excuse me. Hi, Andy. What's up?
Oh, hi, Gwen. I've got a bit of a mystery with an unfortunate...
And this cheese is bait for the traps.
Camembert? Don't be ridiculous. That's my lunch.
Right. I'm popping out. Andy's got a problem he wants me to take a look at.
Perhaps I could be of help. I'd like to come along, if I may.
Why not? You're part of the team now. You're like Andy. He's uncomplicated.
I better get going.
Right.
Next time you want to make a booty call, just pick up the phone, would you? Getting your neck snapped to grab my attention looks kind of... needy.
Old school next time, I promise.
Next time. Sure. I'll see you around.
Sergeant Andrew Davidson! What's a gorgeous guy like you doing in a place like this?
This is a police mortuary. I'm a policeman.
Fair enough. Hey, have you been working out?
No. Are you okay? All that noise in there, I thought someone was being tortured.
Oh, that was just a... pants. And I'm good, thank you for your concern. Feeling great, actually. Fired up, pulse racing. You, on the other hand, look a little on edge. Lots of tension in those broad shoulders. You want me to give you a rub down?
No, I'm fine, thank you. It's just what with all these outsourced security people everywhere, I don't know who to trust anymore.
Sure.
So I don't want anyone to get wind that you're here.
Might be a bit late for that.
Well, Gwen! And...
Oh, this is Orr. Don't look so worried, they're with us.
Hello, Sergeant. Pleasure to meet you.
Yes, hi.
Morning, Jack. How did you get here?
Colchester, I was in the area. He thought you might need an extra pair of hands.
Right. More the merrier then. Andy, why don't you lead the way?
Yes, absolutely. The bodies are this way.
Whoa, that's a lot of dead bodies.
Yeah, now you know why we needed the extra space. Wait here, I'll be back in a moment.
These can't all be victims of the Sorvix.
No.
Does it matter? Sorvix, anti-alien terrorists, anti-migrant groups. Whoever was responsible, these are still victims.
On Earth, they call it collateral damage.
Sometimes I wonder who's worse, the Sorvix or us.
Okay, here she is. Name's Dawn Shale. Single, estate agent by trade. Originally from out of town. Colleagues called it in when she didn't show up to work for a few days.
So what's the Torchwood angle?
Well, we've had three coroner's reports, all of them inconclusive. She's deceased, obviously, but there's no reason she should be. No identifiable cause of death.
Good job I brought this then.
And she's not the only one to come in like this. I got three other bodies in here just the same. No sign of disease, no congenital disorders, no external trauma, nothing. Believe it or not, these days that kind of thing stands out. Only the boss doesn't think it's worth looking into.
Anything?
Apparently, there's nothing wrong with her. Where are the others?
Just through here.
Let's have a look then.
Are you okay?
It's nothing. It must be all this death making me feel queasy.
Well, maybe you should wait outside.
No, I'll be fine, honest. It's passing now.
Hey, guys!
I pulled some of their personal effects from the evidence locker. Mobile phones, wallets. I thought maybe you could run a few checks on them.
Let me guess. Your boss put the kibosh on it.
The mayor's prioritised shutting down the terrorists. I just don't have the resources.
We're not exactly brimming with them ourselves. I'll take a look. Sorry, Andy. I'm not seeing anything that screams cause of death here.
Okay.
Maybe we could take them back to the hub, run some full scans in the lab.
How many bodies can we fit inside a smart car? Hey, I guess Andy could always sit on my lap.
No, I don't...
Jack, leave the poor man alone.
Well, actually, I'm not even sure I could get the paperwork signed off to move them, so it's...
Like we're here in an official capacity. Oh! Oh, what's wrong?
I don't know!
What's happening to her? I mean him. Her. Again, what?
Heart rate's all over the place. I think Bo's going into cardiac arrest. We need to get them out of here and back to the hub. Grab a trolley.
On it.
Hey, careful!
This guy's dead already. He doesn't need the ride.
Now, help me get Orr under this thing.
Holy cow, what happened?
Massive seizure. Fire up the lab, quick.
Sorry. Hold or still while I hook up the ECG.
I've got you. You're going to be fine.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. We were at the police mortuary. One moment Orr was fine, and the next...
this. Details. I need details. Did Orr touch something? Was there any indication Orr was feeling unwell? Anything?
Something happened just before. After Andy showed us the first victim.
Oh, damn it. Doesn't any sodding thing work around here?
Can't we at least do something to stop the pain?
Right, yes. Painkillers. Good call. There's aspirin, but I think we're way past a mild hangover cure. Morphine. And some more morphine. Well, that simplifies matters. Or I'm going to administer a dose of morphine. I need to know, is it going to kill you?
What?
I don't know a damn thing about Orr's gene-spliced biology, okay? A cup of tea could be fatal for all I know, so I'm making this up as I go along. Or...
just do something!
Okay, here goes. Buggeration.
Still changing.
I need more information. When exactly did the convulsions start?
I just scanned the corpses.
Okay, more bodies? Just like the first one?
Three of them.
Another three? That could be it.
You think they set this off?
Well, why not? Could be Orr suffering an allergic reaction to them or whatever it was that killed them. One body, Orr feels iffy. Three more.
Boom! Psychomorphic overload. You might be onto something.
If I recall correctly, Orr's abilities are linked to their senses. All six of them. If we can dull those senses, get me a sedative, fast.
What do we got? How about ketamine?
Horse tranquilizers.
Urban myth. It has a veterinary application, but it's mainly used on humans. Okay, mild dose should do the trick.
Heart rate's slowing, but still all over the shop.
It'll take a few minutes for the full effects to kick in.
Shape's still shifting too.
Hells bells, it's us. You've got to go, both of you, now.
Why? What are we doing?
Orr's overactive sensors must be feeding on our desires. The three of us, correct? We're the only ones here. Imagine the mixed signals they're getting. Well, from Harkness especially. If you go, they'll only have mine to draw on, and I'm a man of far simpler tastes.
Will it work?
It's all I've got.
I hope you're right. Gwen, let's get out of here.
Right.
Please let me be right. Take my hand, Orr. Focus on my voice. That's all you need to do. Nice thoughts. A mug of warm cocoa. Clean sheets on a bath night. Cryptic crossword. Pleasant company. Oh, there we go. Things appear to be settling down. What a relief.
Thank you, Mr. Colchester.
Who knew reassuring the pedestrian would save the day, eh?
You must love your husband very much.
Yes. Yes, I do.
No, Maddie, don't hang up. For God's sake, please don't hang up.
Where are you?
I can't. I'm safe.
It's been 3 days. Where have you been? Are you hurt?
No. I'm fine.
Tell me where you are. I'll jump in the car and pick you up.
No, you can't come near me, okay? I don't want either of you anywhere near me.
You're scaring me now.
I'm sorry, okay? Everything I've done... I just want you to know. I'm sorry.
Come home, love.
I can't. I'm so sorry.
I don't understand. What is wrong with you?
You don't understand. I think I killed a man. Goodbye, love.
Duncan, no! Don't!
Mr. Steele, you're home. Do sit down.
How did you get into my flat?
I own the freehold much as I own you. You've taken your time reporting in. What did Harkness have to say for himself?
He didn't know anything.
The only reason I keep you on the payroll, actually, the only reason I keep you alive, is your continued insistence that you have an inside track to Torchwood.
And I do. They trust me.
If they're any judge of character, I doubt that very much. Have they given you any information on the terrorists?
It's only a matter of time.
Is it? Sometimes I can't help looking at you and wondering what you taste like. Listen, I need the people to accept me as their mayor.
And they have. I've worked really hard at that.
So you have. And yet, the terrorists, they do keep blowing things up. They keep telling the people that I'm an alien. It's unhelpful. The terrorists will be wiped out, and unless Torchwood help me with that, I'll destroy them too.
I've told you before, Jack Harkness is not a terrorist sympathiser.
Yet he was found in the vicinity of the most recent attack.
But I'm looking into it.
Get closer. And understand, my patience is wearing thin.
Anyone
Anyone home?
Medical bay!
Don't you have a home to go to?
It'll still be there. I promised Colchester I'd stick around and keep an eye on all.
And?
Stable. And sleeping like a slightly unnerving alien baby.
So, what's keeping you from getting your head down?
Digging for background on Andy's corpse collection. I've been looking for any connection between them, but I've never seen a group of people with less in common.
Well, they sure have now.
Where have you been, anyway?
Supplies. I got really hungry. Care for a donut?
Frosted or jammy?
Better. I have the creme de la creme of donuts, including Twisted, Crawler, and my personal favorite, rammed full of cream.
Oh, you are the filthiest bugger I've ever met.
You better believe it. Oh, why don't you finish up, then come through to my office. Have a nibble on whatever takes your fancy.
Stop it! You had me a donut. Oh my God.
How is it for you?
Totally bloody decadent.
I told you, those creamy donuts are the real deal. Wait, you've got some on your chin.
Oh, bloody hell. It's gone down my top. Pass us a napkin.
Allow me.
Hey, hands off. This isn't Top of the Pops. I don't know what's gotten into you today.
Not enough, if you know what I mean.
You're incorrigible. When you made poor Andy blush earlier...
Well, I guess I'm just feeling kind of buzzy.
You've got more buzz than a flipping wasp's nest, you dirty dog. Right, I'd better get back to war.
Wait, while we're alone, I've been meaning to talk to you.
Okay.
I've noticed you've not been quite yourself lately.
Oh?
Well, you've been spending a lot of time at the hub.
City under alien control, blood-sucking hen nights, psychotic sentient hotels. Busy times.
Well, how's Reese coping with that?
He's fine.
Because if I were him, I'd be wondering if there was something going on.
Look, what is this, Jack? Have we got a problem?
Not from where I'm sitting. What I wanted to say is, spending so much time together, it's been good. Like the old days.
I'm sorry, are you flirting with me?
Oh, Jack Harkness, don't you dare do this. Don't you dare do this.
I know, it's out of bounds. It's crazy, but I want you, Gwen Cooper. I can't help myself.
What can I say? I'm one hot valley girl. If I'm honest, being close to you again after all this time.
Too long.
Oh, goodness. When I get my body back, I'm going to just... I don't know what I'm going to do, but... Oh, God, Jack, no!
Oh, God, Jack.
Morning.
I'm so sorry, Reese.
Like the last time? And the time before that?
I know.
I've been worried sick, Gwen. Anne was beside herself. I didn't know what to say to her.
Things got out of hand. You know, the usual Torchwood.
Yeah, bloody Torchwood. Look, just call me sometimes, will you?
I will. I'm so, so sorry. Really, I am.
It's bloody dangerous out there, Gwen. Especially these days. Anything could have happened.
Nothing bad happened. I'll make it up to you both, honestly.
Will you, though?
Tonight. I'll be home 6 o'clock on the dot. I'll even pick up a takeaway.
It's like 2007 all over again.
I promise you I'll be there. Give Anwen a big hug from me. I love you.
See you later. Shit.
Shit.
All right, Gwen. I got here as quick as I could. What's up?
I need to take another look at one of your bodies.
Oh, have you found something?
A dating app running on Dawn Shale's phone. Long shot, but I'm thinking maybe she hooked up with one of the others.
Gotcha. Hang on, though. If you've got the phone, why do you need to see the body?
Can't open the app. It's locked with one of those fancy new online security things.
All right, like a PIN number or that fingerprint ID.
Bit more high-tech than that. Iris scanner.
Right.
Yeah.
Good morning, Harkness. Mrs. Cooper in yet?
Came and went. She wanted to check something out at the morgue.
Sounds delightful. Or, I'm not sure you should be up and about. How are you feeling?
Better. Much better. Thank you again for giving so much of yourself.
whatever it takes, you know. it would be useful if you could talk us through your experience yesterday, if you're well enough.
I believe I am.
Mr. Colchester thinks you had the mother of all allergic reactions. We're thinking it was linked to whatever killed those people.
The gene smiths who birthed me ensured I'm hypoallergenic. I don't promote allergic reactions in others and suffer none myself. No, this was something else.
Well, whatever it was, it almost killed you.
It was like I was suddenly bombarded with... Well, the best way I can describe it is a freight train of unrestrained, violent desire. It was more than my adaptability could cope with.
Cadavers don't generally send out those kind of signals.
No.
Not to anyone at least moderately well-adjusted.
Just before I collapsed, I got a sense of something else. Something inside them. I think it was still alive.
So, ever come back to the Force, do you think? The thrill of a timesheet? Some light traffic duty, maybe?
Every once in a while it crosses my mind, yeah. Do you want to hold the phone or, you know, do the eyelid thing?
Oh, phone. Definitely the phone.
Oh, God.
Say cheese.
Stop it.
Sorry. Oh, blimey, it worked. We're in.
Change the security settings. I do not want to have to do that again.
Just... sorted. What was that?
Came from out there. Probably nothing.
I'd better go and have a look. Unless you want to...
They're your corpses.
Whatever happened to flipping a coin?
You big wuss. We'll both go.
Hello? Anyone there?
I'll check out the back.
Oh, bugger. Gwen! Wait, you better see this.
What's up?
Well, last time I checked, one of our mystery bodies was on this trolley. Harry Fletcher. Looks like he's upped and buggered off. God! What?
Oh, something took him.
So, we've either got a zombie on our hands, or something mean enough to carry one off. Oh, brilliant.
Where do these doors lead?
Nowhere. It's just a collection of room-sized freezer cabinets, really. And this is the only way out.
So whatever's in here, we've got it cornered.
That is in no way a comfort.
Cover the door. I'm going in.
Yeah, but... Shh! Look out! Get it off me!
Are you okay?
I think so, yeah. Did you hit it?
Moving too fast. Whatever it is, it's got out. Come on.
Stop or I'll shoot. Whoa!
Don't shoot!
When?
Jack, what the hell are you doing here? Again?
We're rescuing you from that. God damn it. We gotta stop that thing.
Oh, lost it.
Oh, where'd it go?
Down there.
Oh, God.
Oh. See anything?
No, but I sure smell something. Didn't this used to be an abattoir?
No, it lost its butchery license long before we moved in. Health and safety.
There.
Sounds weak.
Maybe you hit it after all.
I see it. It's not moving.
I'm just going to take a closer look.
Watch yourself.
Oh, bloody rats. Get out of it. Dead. No sign of an entry wound, though, so it wasn't us that finished it off. Oh, blimey.
It's the missing body. I mean, Harry Fletcher's body, but he was moving. He attacked us. How is that even possible?
Orr thinks there's something alive inside those four bodies. Must have somehow reanimated this guy's corpse.
At least now you know the cause of death.
Paperwork will be right, Doddle.
We need to get the body somewhere safe. If the same thing happens to the rest of them...
Yeah, call it into Colchester, have him prep a secure area. And Andy, do they have any of those private ambulances here? We'll need to borrow one.
Oh, I don't know, Jack. The last time I lent you a squad car...
That was an accident. Hmm. This one will come back in one piece, I promise. For now, let's get Mr. Fletcher back upstairs.
Are they still not back?
Not yet. What have you got in there?
This. The fruits of my labor. A rat trap containing a harvest of at least one, if not several, rodent swines. Certainly weighty enough.
You've actually caught something.
Just the one. But it's big. Oh, by Jiminy, it's a porker. Okay. That's not quite what I was expecting.
What's a vent script doing on Earth?
A what? Sorry? The vent script?
They're vermin. You'll find scripts in every ship's hold in every starport. Probably arrived with the Sorvix. I'm sorry to say that where there's one, there's many.
Typical. Only Cardiff could get itself an infestation of alien space rats.
Ooh. How curious.
What is?
My genitalia are fluttering.
What?
It's like an echo of what I felt last night.
Are you having another attack? No, quickly, take a seat. Hold this.
It's fine. This is familiar, but not the same. Far less extreme. Like a distant memory.
Wait, did this only come on now?
Yes, when you... Oh!
Looks like this little fellow might have a story to tell.
Come on, that's a full load. Let's go.
Gwen, wait. While we're alone, I wanted to talk about last night.
No.
But I...
I said no. I'm not talking about it.
Oh, that bad?
No, Jack, don't make a joke. Don't harkness it, okay? End of.
Sure.
Yeah. Just bloody hell. 10 years, Jack. 10 years I've managed. And then I just, like an idiot. What got into me?
Well.
No. You never learned, you. Time and a place. Come on. We still got work to do.
Gwen?
Bugger. Dawn's phone.
What is it?
She'd been using a dating app. I thought maybe it might link her with one of the others.
Wait. I know this app. Check the favorites list.
Online dating? Don't you ever stop.
Hey, no one swipes left to this face. Hold on a minute.
What?
Duncan B. Profile pic looks weirdly familiar.
One of your many conquests.
I think that's the guy who killed me.
You what? When?
Well, a couple of nights ago, this Duncan guy picked me up in a hotel bar. Next thing I know, I wake up on a mortician slab.
2 nights ago, you were shagged to death. Why didn't you mention this before?
Because I didn't remember before. The whole thing is kind of hazy. There's something else. That screaming noise our friend in the back was making, Duncan did the same while we were...
Bloody hell, Jack. Just... Never mind.
Listen to me, Gwen. Whatever got that dead man walking, maybe the same thing was controlling Duncan. What are you doing?
Messaging Duncan. If he killed you after Dawn's body was already discovered, maybe it's some kind of alien possession serial killer escalation thing.
If he still thinks she's alive, he might be up for a second date. A murdery one, potentially, but it's the only lead we've got. There. Now all we have to do is wait.
I trust that all the bodies are safely secured.
And the casket's deadlock sealed.
Splendid. We don't want a herd of the walking dead making the place all untidy now, do we?
Don't worry. Dead or undead, they're going nowhere.
Good, because right now we've got a bigger problem.
Oh, man! Is that a vent script? Are you serious?
I'm afraid so. What's so bad about them? Apart from the smell.
Forget the Sorviks, Centaurans, even the Daleks. You're looking at one of the most successful invasion forces in the cosmos.
Come off it.
Seriously, these guys make sewer rats look like an endangered species.
Yeah, unfortunately, we think this buck-toothed little critter represents something more pressing than a simple infestation. Or...
I experienced similar sensations to the ones I'd had at the mortuary when Mr. Colchester brought the Skrit in. So we decided to run some tests. A CT scan of its cerebellum reveals what looks like an overactive limbic lobe, or at least the Skrit equivalent.
Okay, I skipped brain surgery class, so can one of you explain what that means in GCSE?
The limbic lobe regulates responses in the endocrine system, like sexual desire and appetite. Exactly the kind of things that make Orr do the Orr thing.
So a nest of Skrits is what sets Orr off?
Not exactly. Take a look at this deep tissue scan. See? There? A minute parasitic life form coiled around the creature's reproductive system.
The parasite appears to excrete a hormone which allows it to take control of the host's limbic system. In effect, it compels its host to seek out sexual interaction, thereby enabling it to spread from body to body.
And from species to species?
Not necessarily in that way. And yes, I do know what you're thinking. More likely through infected feces, like toxoplasmosis passing from rats to cats.
Doesn't the limbic system also influence emotions like fear? You know, that whole fight or flight response? Could that explain the walking corpses?
It's feasible.
So Cardiff sewers could be the source of a potential sex plague, and at least one infected human is still out there making the problem a whole lot worse.
Well, the Skrits we can deal with. If I feed this little fellow's biodata into a life science scanner, tracking down and eliminating its siblings should be relatively simple, albeit rather unpleasant. Any human hosts, on the other hand...
Yeah, we might have a lead on that. Jack, can I have a word?
About that thing we were talking about before?
That thing, yeah. In private?
Sure. My office.
You know what this means, don't you?
I know, I'm sorry.
You! With Duncan. And then us.
Yes.
So now I'm...
That's right.
You utter twat.
It wasn't my fault.
There's an alien sex parasite setting up shop in my chuffin flu, and you bloody put it there.
I couldn't help myself. The parasite made me do it.
Oh, like you've ever had any control over what goes on in your underpants.
Fine. What's your excuse?
Doesn't matter. Because now I'm probably going to transmogrify into a sex-crazed, rampant rat person before dropping down dead in a sewer. How's bloody bells? Talk about life chances. It's a good job I've not been home. Reese would have been next. Then the postman, probably. He's pretty bloody fit, thinking about it. And my hairdresser. I would definitely do her. Shit, it started already!
Right. I should probably make a call.
Oh, you're kidding me. You didn't. Who else has Captain Rat Heartless charmed out of their knickers? No, let me guess. Tyler. When did you have time?
You don't want to know.
Too bloody right I don't. Call him.
A parasite of extraterrestrial origin, and now I'm gonna die.
I didn't mean for this to happen.
Oh, it's never your fault, is it, Jack?
Hey, hang on a minute.
All right, boys. Let's not go the full Jeremy Kyle over this. It's a problem, and you needed to know.
Damn right it's a problem. So what the hell are you gonna do about it?
We're all in the same boat here, Tyler.
Maybe we should form a support group. You and him, yeah? So how long has this been going on?
Once. Just once. And if you ever so much as hint to anyone that me and Jack... You will find yourself singing castrato in an all-una choir. Do I make myself clear?
With pitch-perfect clarity.
The question we have to ask now is, well, have you?
No.
So it ends with us.
What I don't get is, if the three of us are infected, why aren't we, you know, tearing each other's clothes off?
God, you're right. I'm with two of the hottest humans I've ever been with, and I'm not even thinking about a threesome. What the hell is wrong with me?
Where do you want me to start?
Maybe our parasites aren't interested. I mean, what good is a potential host that's already infected? If they can turn us on, makes sense that they can turn us off too.
Is this what it's like for you guys? I never felt this way before, not since first grade anyway. It's like there's a part of me missing.
Trust me, it's still down there.
We've got to find a way to get rid of these things.
Like the prospect of imminent death isn't a more pressing reason.
There's got to be something we can do.
So, it's an alien STD. We can't be the first to get infected, right? The Sorviks aren't exactly what you'd call Benedictine monks. So maybe they've come across it before.
They might even have a treatment.
Well, it's worth a shot. Tyler, could you...
I don't exactly have a lot of choice. So yeah, I'll talk to the mayor. But I'm warning you, she'll want something in return.
Whatever it takes, do it.
Fine. I'll be in touch.
Whatever it takes.
Jack, it's Duncan. He wants to meet. Nice place for a dirty hookup. Didn't Norman Bates run a motel just like this?
Yeah, word of advice, avoid the shower.
Ready?
Uh-huh. Let's go.
Room's just along here. I'll knock, you hang back.
I should go in first. If he turns violent, at least I'm immortal.
He killed you once already? I'd rather he doesn't freak out the moment he sees you. Just hold back in case I need you. Duncan? Are you in there?
Dawn?
Who are you? Go away.
Ouch!
Leave me alone!
Duncan, I know you're in trouble. I'm here to help. I just want to talk.
Stay away from me.
Whoa. Put the knife down. There's no need to hurt yourself.
I have to die. I swear I'd cut my throat straight through.
Trust me. None of this is your fault.
I'm not safe. I have to finish this.
Not like this. Put the knife down and let's talk. I know what you're going through.
You don't know me. You don't know what I've done.
There's something inside you making you do those things.
I'm the one who walked out. That was my decision. I was protecting them.
Where did you go, Duncan? Who were you protecting?
My wife. And Stephen. I didn't mean it to be forever. But I couldn't go back.
Were they okay when you left?
All I wanted was some affection. You know? I was so lonely.
We all make mistakes. Getting past them is the thing.
With Dawn... it was just the once. It didn't mean anything. Stupid middle-aged idiot.
You're not having a midlife crisis. Not that what you are having is any better. Are your wife and child okay?
I wouldn't hurt them.
That's good.
But I killed someone.
No, you didn't. See? Not even a scratch. I'm fine. And you will be too. Once we get you someplace safe.
But I don't understand. What's happening to me? What's happening to me?
Come here. Let me hold you. That's it. Let it out. Let it all out.
So, you're saying that the head of Torchwood is infected with a lethal virus? Sometimes problems take care of themselves. Today's a good day.
No, it's not. You have a plague on your hands that will wipe out this city.
Will wipe out the humans in this city?
Is that really what you want?
Well, yes. No offence.
Okay. I have an open mind, but listen...
Don't act surprised. I mean, I hadn't really made any plans for it, but really. All that sex. So basic. This city would be so much nicer without any humans in it.
Would it, though? So far, the rest of the UK's not cottoned on to what's happening here. But if everyone in Cardiff drops dead, then that'll get noticed. The government, UNIT, Special Forces. Do you really want them turning up?
No. Good point. I knew there was a reason why I kept you around.
Yeah, there was. We can turn this to your advantage. Give me the cure for Jack. He'll be in my debt. And yours.
What's in it for me?
They've got a way to wipe out the creatures carrying the plague.
And?
Before the plague spreads to the Sorvix. You know that several of your people are... what's the phrase? Xenocurious?
Don't be disgusting.
Like I said, I've an open mind. But even if there is a cure, imagine if the Sorvix found out you'd let the plague spread to them.
And unless I killed you here and now, you'd tell them.
I wouldn't have to. These stories always leak. Especially if they're about basic things. Like sex. But like I said, Torchwood could sort the problem out. And Jack would owe me a favour.
Me?
Me. For instance, I could get him to look into the terrorist attacks against the Sorvix.
Donut? We've got plenty.
What? Oh, yeah, thank you.
Tea's brewing. How are you feeling?
Better. Better than I have done for God knows how long. It's like I can think again. Clearly, you know.
So long as you stay close to me or Jack, your little visitor won't be pulling your strings anymore.
You say it was this parasite that made me do it, but it wasn't. If I'm honest, I went off the rails months ago. Drinking, flirting around. I don't know how I'm ever going to make things right again.
Sometimes you just have to suck it up and grovel. Jack! Your boyfriend's back.
Who's this? Is he infected too? Hang on, if it's just me and the three of you...
It's complicated, doesn't really cover it.
Tell me it wasn't a wasted trip.
Yeah, I love you too.
The Sorvix, did they have something that would help us or not?
You know, considering what you've put me through today, you should count yourself lucky I decided it was worth coming back at all.
You're here, aren't you?
With you and your parasites still in play, the human race wouldn't stand a chance. I don't want that on my conscience. You're a ticking time bomb, Jack.
Easy, boys. We've got a guest, remember?
That's fine. Don't mind me. You just carry on.
You must be the lucky guy who started all this. Christ. Don't want to say Jack's standards are slipping, but you're not what I expected.
Tyler.
So, what have you got?
These.
Oh, God, they're wriggling. Oh. Are they like worms?
More or less. Turns out our microscopic sex pests have been around for so long, these worm things have evolved a defensive toxicity. Sorvix medics have been using them as a cure for decades.
How do we know they work on humans?
You're talking to the guinea pig. I'm cured. Here.
Thanks.
So, you do take these orally, right?
Obviously orally. But don't chew. Just swallow. The worms will do the rest. Half an hour and you're in the clear. Allegedly.
Right then. Let's get on with it and neck the bastards.
Here goes nothing.
Oh, horrible! You too, Duncan. If you want your life back, you're going to have to swallow more than your pride.
Yeah. I think I'm going to chuck.
Here, take this pill. It'll help.
What's this one do?
Help you forget this ever happened and move on.
Right.
Okay, boys. I'm going to take this one home. Then I need to sort things out with Rhys. Once and for all. You two, play nice.
Thanks for, you know. Bye.
I guess we owe you one.
Too bloody right you do.
So, 30 minutes and I'm back to normal. You got any plans for tonight?
Seriously? I need to spend some time alone. You ought to do the same.
Yeah. You could be right.
I'm serious, Jack. I'm done here. With this. With Torchwood. With you.
I thought we were just having fun.
Fun? Clearing up your mess has cost me. The mayor owns me now, Jack. She owns me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do?
No. It's fine. Look, get me something on the terrorists, and I'll keep Rojada off Torchwood's back. At least for a while.
Well, I'm not sure that's wise.
Seriously.
We'll do it.
Great. I'll see myself out.
Rhys?
In here, love.
What are you doing sat in the dark, you great lump?
Thinking about stuff.
Careful. Don't want to give yourself a hernia.
6 o'clock on the dot, you said.
Right. I'll pop the kettle on then, shall I?
Well, can't you just... Can you sit down, please?
Okay. What have you broken?
Nothing. It's not... This isn't a joke, Gwen. It's us. I think maybe we're broken or breaking or something. I don't know. And I know it's probably my fault. But since your mum was...
Rhys.
But before then, even. I mean, we've not been close, you know? Together for weeks. And I know you've been through a lot lately, but it's like you've not even been yourself for a long time.
No, I don't suppose I have. Where's Anwen?
Sleepover. I didn't want her to hear, you know, if things got shouty.
No witnesses.
Like that. Look, when I was a kid, my mum and dad used to go on at each other like bloody klaxons in a thunderstorm. And the kids shouldn't have to listen to that.
You're right. It's probably best that she isn't around for this.
No, I'm not letting you do that. You've done enough.
I'm sorry. I promise you this is not what I wanted.
I'm sorry too. I just want to get to the bottom of things. Make it better. For Anwen's sake, you know?
I know. Me too.
Look, whatever it is I've done, whatever I can do to bring you back, I'll do it. Anything. Anything at all.
Come here.
Gwen,
I love you, Rhys Williams. I always will. And I'm sorry if I've been pushing you away. You know Torchwood, you know what it's like, what I'm like. I bring my work home with me or I don't come home at all, and that isn't fair on you or Anwen.
You don't have to apologise, love. Just let me in. Let me help. I love you so, so much, Gwen.
Come on, big man. Let's go upstairs. See how much fun we can have making up.
Hey, bugger upstairs. You reckon the sofa's strong enough to handle it?
Please listen to me. You've got to listen to me. I'm so sorry, but it's not me, okay? Whatever you're thinking, you just absolutely cannot do this. You just can't. I am begging you, please stop this.